Good evening, everybody. It's 10 to 8 on Monday, the 5th of November 2012, and I'm pulled in a lay-by on the way home from work. It's a fantastically clear sky outside the car as I'm in the middle of nowhere. I can see thousands and thousands of stars. I can see Orion above me, and I can see the plough in front of me. And I don't know, there's bloody loads of them around the place. Anyway, it's beautiful. I'm looking up at the sky because I'm listening to some audio booze and audio more recordings on Guy Fawkes, because it's Guy Fawkes Day in the UK, something which people outside the UK don't really know anything about. The only reason I wouldn't know anything about it is, as McColgan and others were talking about it, it reminded me of this, was it weekly or every 2 weeks or once a month, this publication that was released called Discovery, I think. I used to get it while I was in school, and I used to go through a particular event or a particular person in history. I think the first one was Queen Elizabeth I, there was Guy Fawkes, there was Galileo, Henry VIII, Henry V, there was a few other ones as well that I can't quite remember, but I always remember Guy Fawkes because it had a great diagram that popped up where it would show you the Houses of Parliament and the tunnels that were dug underneath for the 30 odd barrels of gunpowder that Guy Fawkes was setting up so that they could explode them while the King was opening Parliament officially in the House of Lords. And that kind of history is something that has always fascinated me. Every time I see the Queen opening Parliament these days, I'm fascinated by all that stuff that they do in terms of Blackrod and banging his stick on the door and the little intricacies that are involved in it, and the what's the name of that thing that they have inside in the Houses of Parliament in front of everybody that they remove. They have two of those and they rarely come out. There's some history involved in it anyway. But anyway, that's getting off the point of Guy Fawkes, of which it is his day in the UK. Other than that, I've been listening to the sounds of chili con carne being cooked. I'm getting hungry now as I go on the way home, and I'm looking forward to cooking my dinner when I get in the door. Outside of that, I've got probably 40 minutes left on the road home, and that will be taken up by listening to the rest of Business Jazz podcast, which is done by Paul O'Mahony and Roger Overall, and I'm going to listen to a bit of Parental Geekery, which I've downloaded as well. I know I listened to the start of that earlier. It's got the Gangnam Style song, which is mashed up with something else, which I think I'm going to turn up full volume whenever it comes on my playlist next. That's it for me for now. Hope everybody enjoys their Guy Fawkes night if they're in the UK. And I hope I get home safe as well. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.